Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Obviously, many people no longer believe President Biden, Federal Reserve Chair Powell, or Treasury Secretary Yellen when they say customer bank deposits are safe and secure. They are getting their funds out of banks. According to Fed data released late last week, deposits at small U.S. banks, which includes all but the 25 largest ones, declined by $116 billion in the week ended March 15. Not only is that a record amount of customer withdrawals, it was more than double the previous weekly withdrawal record set in the Great Recession for the week ended March 16, 2007. Although this was barely a 2% decline in 1 week in deposits at small U.S. banks, it was the largest percentage decline since the Great Recession 16 years ago. Including the 25 largest banks, total customer bank deposits for the week were down $97 billion for the week ended March 15, which continued a three-week significant drawdown. Another eye-opening detail revealed by the Fed was that right after Silicon Valley Bank failed, other banks nationwide increased their cash holdings. What that means is they were preparing for customers who wanted to withdraw funds from their bank accounts. This is a classic sign of a system-wide bank run, though not on the scale of long lines during the Great Depression 90 years ago. This time around, though, the Federal Reserve stands ready to inject up to trillions of dollars of liquidity into the banking system to prevent more banks from closing their doors when they run out of cash. These emergency preparations of this magnitude would not be necessary if America's banking system really were safe and resilient. So, who do you really believe now about the stability and resiliency of America's banking system? President Biden, Fed Chair Powell, and Treasury Secretary Yellen? Or all the American banks building up their cash position to be able to handle customer withdrawals and the millions of people who are doing just that as a precautionary move? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.